We are gathered here today in these majestic halls of all the wonder of man, Mako Sullington, Will Levin. There's a joke or two, a point of three, a field that must be told. Then I go on to speak of Sullington, Will Levin. Sullington, Will Levin, legislator, the pen is up a bill that ban the use of certain things like this and that, 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 this and that.
All right, everybody. Crackly in the headphones. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the 60-minute stage dive, hosted by yours truly, Jeremy. Really quick, I want to thank the fine people that run Wham Bam East Van for a lovely interview with comedian Chris and an hour of very entertaining radio. As always, CJSF broadcasts on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. You can listen to CJSF on the dial, 90.1 FM. How many times am I going to say that? Or CJSF.ca, or like your radio apps or whatever. You may also, actually, you know what? I don't need to say the syndication for this week because it won't be syndicated because I got to do something else for that station. Speaking of, the station in question is CKXU, Southern Alberta's truest alternative, most true alternative, the realest alternative. They're currently doing their fund drive at the moment, so I don't know if I can cross wires here, but if you care a lot about radio across the lands, radio across Canada, other campus radio stations, please check out ckxu.com. You can see all their fund drive incentives, all the cool stuff going down. I know they have lots of cool programming happening this week, including but not limited to the Student Radio Marathon, which is going to happen next Wednesday. I mean, my show is going to air over there next Wednesday, but you should tune into that because it's going to be a little different. Their whole theme is like slasher movies, so I'm going to try to play some creepy music. And I won't lie, that has invaded this show I have here for you tonight a little bit. But it's kind of cool to not have to email off a show tonight. I can just let this one exist live, and it'll be what it'll be. What you heard there at the top of the hour was two Primus songs, but I'm only going to really count it as one because I just like the interlude a lot. So Slathington Willoughby is the intro, and then that goes into the song Spaghetti Western. Those are both off of the album Frizzle Fry. And yeah, they're by Primus. I really, really dig Spaghetti Western. But peeling back the veneer, I am a drummer, or I was a drummer, I guess I should say. Vancouver is not conducive to playing drums in a room that I rent. So I was a drummer, and the linear-ish groove in the verses of that song always really stuck with me. I'm a really big fan. Not that I'm like some linear groove master, but whenever an artist can pull it off and it doesn't sound totally stupid, I'm a big fan. So shout out Primus's rhythm section all the time because they're the best. Also, I guess like Primus is a super sort of controversial band inside of a lot of like music circles I've been in, which I think is really strange because they're just like the first three albums are just good. Like there's no way around that. But I was talking to some friends and some other bands, and it was really funny. Their drummer played the intro to John the Fisherman between songs one time in a live set, and I think I let out a little holler just to let them know that I knew what I was picking up, what they were putting down, if you will. And then the vocalist just got on the mic and said, "Turn that off, that band sucks." And not in like the Primus sucks kind of way, just in the very real like I don't like that kind of music way. So anyways, fun story. One thing real quick here. The Blue Jays are currently leading the Mariners 8-2 in the middle of the eighth inning. I just want to click on that, make sure I'm up to date. Yes, Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit his fifth home run of the postseason, which breaks the Blue Jays franchise record for postseason home runs. I have a lot to say about that, but this isn't a sports show, and none of you guys probably care. You just want to hear more gnarly music, but to hopefully take two games in Seattle after they walloped us at home, it's pretty solid. It's pretty solid. Okay, the next band I have for you people, Calgary Hardcore Siphon. This is a song off of their 2024 demo called WDYMWDIM. Probably really pronounced, or probably how you say it is. What do you mean? What do I mean? I don't know. What do you mean, man? Let's just listen to it. I don't know what you mean. I want to know. I want to know, and I'm only going to find out by listening to this song here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Nothing is as smooth as that. You better wake up. The world you live in is just a sugar-coated topping. There is another world beneath it, the real world. And if you want to survive it, you better learn to pull the trigger.
Dogs are barking here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Oi. Oi. A little bit of terror there for you people. A little sneak peek of what's coming up next. Yes, the Blue Jays still lead Seattle Mariners. Not that this is a sports show, but when the Blue Jays are this deep in the postseason, it feels like my life kind of revolves around that baseball team, and my happiness is really just tied to how well those very well-paid professional athletes can do it, hitting a ball or spinning a ball and then catching a ball and throwing the ball. Silly, 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 silly. Okay, those songs you just heard in reverse chronological order. Okay, hang on. One quick pause there. I apologize if I just stumble over my words today. It's been an absolute slog of a day. I wrote a midterm. I went into the depths. The inner mantle, is that what it's called in like the breakdown of the center of the earth? I don't know. I went deep on some math. I was like 3+ hours of math today. And then I did a volunteer orientation, which was great. There's a handful of excited people about, you know, radio and programming and interviews and all this stuff. But it means that the only thing I've had to eat today is a banana. And I'm running off 2 cups of coffee. So I got the jitters. And I smoked my last cigarette. God, it's just so hard out here, you know? It's just such a, just grind every day. Sorry, I probably shouldn't hit the desk. Anyways, so the songs you just heard. At the Gate by Juice BC. It's off of their demo that came out a number of years ago at this point. Song before that, Curb Stomped by Trauma Shot. That's off of the single of the same name. And the first song you heard was WDYMWDIM by Siphon. What do you mean? What do I mean? Okay. Quick note on Juice. They're a very, very rad band from right here in East Vancouver, believe it or not. So that's a little tie-in to the last show, which was super rad. Yeah, they... I don't know how many dates they played with Speed on Speed's recent North American tour, but I know my buddy Court caught Juice at the Calgary show, which was super rad. So shout out local bands going on tour with international bands. That's just like the greatest thing ever, always. At least in my opinion, it is. In my opinion, it's just... Nothing makes me happier than seeing Juice jump on a bill with Speed or Trench being on the upcoming Terror show. Put a pin in that. I'm gonna have a lot more to say about that. Or my boys Abrupt Decay going on tour with Kenoshi. Like, it's just so sweet, especially when you know some of those guys and you're like, oh my gosh, you're going on tour with like the crazy Philadelphia metal or hardcore band. That's so cool. I love that so much for you guys. I'm so excited that you get to drive one way back from Montreal all the way to Calgary, Alberta. Crazy. Okay. So what did I want to... I wanted to bring up Terror. Yes. This upcoming Monday at the Pearl, you can check Terror on tour with Combust, who are on tour with Trench. Trench being a Southern Alberta metalcore band or metal band, I'm not too sure, but just really stacked lineup, and I'm so excited to go to that gig Monday night. It's like a dream goal to go to Terror. And you know, if there's one thing about living in this city so far, is I've kind of been able to realize some dreams, and I don't mean that in like the cosmic sense, like, oh my gosh, I moved to Vancouver and now I live in a, you know, 3-bedroom apartment and everything's beautiful. No, that is not the case. I live in a basement suite, but I have been able to see a lot of bands I didn't think I was ever really going to be able to see, or at least see, like, so soon, you know? Terror, High on Fire. I saw Polygonia, which is like an electro thing, the other week. I'm seeing Laurel Halo on November 1st, Water From Your Eyes the next day on November 2nd, and then November 3rd, CJSF Fun Drive. Holy crap. That's so cool. There's so much going down. I'm really tired. Really though, I'm just kind of dragging my feet through all of it. I feel like I live for the next gig, and then the gig comes and I'm tired at the gig. And then I wake up the next day and I'm even more tired, and then the cycle just repeats. But it's really good, and I'm having a really good time. And speaking of good times, I was able to see my mom over Thanksgiving. What a time. What a lovely lady. Nothing quite like having your parents show up and, or parent show up and, you get to eat full meals all the time. It's so nice. It's not to say I don't feed myself, but I'm very bad for just banana in the bag when I leave the house. Don't eat it till 4 o'clock, get home at 8:30, and that's when dinner happens, you know, because life gets in the way. And, life gets in the way. Okay, we're going to listen to Terror next. The song is Enemies in Sight. It's off of the legendary hardcore album, One with the Underdogs. Maybe, just maybe, my favorite straight-ahead hardcore album. It goes so hard. The riffs just keep riffing. You listen to it on the CD or on Spotify or whatever, and you just burn it down top to bottom. It doesn't even feel like you can tell when a song really ends most of the time, and I really love that. Like, there's just a lot of forethought put into, like, the sequencing of the album, because it's just, like, riff, and it's so hard. Anyways, it's probably that or Messy, Isn't It? By Dangerous, but that's a conversation for another time. Blue Jays sit in the bottom of the ninth, no out. Sir Anthony Dominguez is in, throwing gas, and we're going to listen to Enemies in Sight by Terror. You're listening to CJSF. Thank you all so much for being here.
I'm looking you in the eyes. I'll kill my enemies. Endless time. I hope by now you know where this is coming from. 30 long years, and I'm still going.
Let's rock and roll.